Waking Up with Johnny and Megan on 98.3 The Coast.
Good morning. Just past 8:30. Going to be sunny skies today. The clouds going to roll in at some point, maybe bring some rain sometime this afternoon. High of 77. Rain tonight, maybe even turn it into thunderstorms, down to about 58. It's right about 58 right now.
All the Hollywood gossip, scandals, and catfights all wrapped up in the entertainment wrap.
Johnny, we've talked on the show about what, you know, you would or would not do to get a tattoo. Like, would you do it for money? You know, right. Blah, blah, blah. Well, if you were in a movie with some people, would you get a tattoo if all your co-stars decided to get a tattoo?
Oh, man, it'd have to be like a really big movie.
Right, it wouldn't be one of those ones like later you were ashamed of having on your resume.
Yeah.
So Robert Downey Jr. tells Entertainment Weekly that 5 of the 6 original Avengers got a tattoo. He said 5 of the original 6 got one. The one who opted out was Mark Ruffalo.
Really?
Yeah.
Hulk couldn't handle it?
I mean, he seems like he could. Doesn't he seem like he'd be kind of a go-along-with-anything kind of guy?
Well, I don't know. I mean, so Chris Evans, did he get involved in this?
Chris Evans got it.
He was there.
Scarlett Johansson did it.
Okay.
Josh Lord did it. Jeremy Renner. And then they bullied Chris Hemsworth into doing it.
Yeah.
So they each drew a line on the artist with his own tattoo gun, and it was a total massacre, they said. So they gave the tattoo artist the 6th tattoo. Five of them got one, and then the 6th one got it. So anyway, I guess Mark Ruffalo is just like,
maybe he, because I don't think Mark Ruffalo has any tattoos, and maybe he just
He's just keeping himself pure.
Yeah, he wants to stay pure.
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting. But I looked at the tattoo, and I got to look into see more about the meaning of everything. But it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's a good bonding time, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, sounds cool to me. I'd do it.
I don't have
any. If they want me to get a tattoo just like them, I will.
I don't have any tattoos, so I probably say no. I can't handle the pain.
So if Scarlett Johansson asked you to get a tattoo just like hers, you'd say no?
Only if Scarlett Johansson did the tattoo.
Okay.
Anyways, Ryan Reynolds, speaking of another Marvel movie, he recently promoted Deadpool 2 on Dancing with the Stars, Rome. So he and professional dancers Samantha Togni did a quick dance routine before his co-star Josh Brolin came out and did one too. Now Brolin went on Instagram and said, "It was good for me too. Deadpool 2 was a difficult process for us. There were a lot of strife between us and a lot of hatred and baggage.
Wow.
We let it go for just a night, one night. And what a night it was."
So there was strife, hatred, and baggage on the set of Deadpool 2?
I don't know, I guess.
I didn't know that.
They let it all go, and then they decided to dance.
This story caught my eye because, you know, we're having our Dancing with the Symphony Stars event
this weekend. Oh, that's this weekend. Dang.
I'm going to go. I'm going to go
How can we never get invited to dance?
You know, that's a really good question.
I'm not a good dancer, but...
Well, that makes for good entertainment.
Exactly.
So there you go.
So
next year, maybe.
Maybe, just maybe. But that's the entertainment wrap for today.
98.3 The Coast. 98.3 The Coast encourages you to play